Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I'd like it if everybody cast their mind back to before Jason Momoa's Aquaman, but after Vinny Chase's Aquaman. I want you to sit yourself in that time period.
I'm just seeing a void, though. You know what I mean? There's nothing I consider the two time periods, AVC.
Yeah, right.
And BJM. Yeah. You know, they're the two eons of humanity.
I know how it works.
Yeah.
Well, Mason, there's a little known era of humanity that slots right in there.
Oh.
If you can cast your mind back to 2007, they released a pilot shot in 2006 for the Aquaman TV series that they were very sure was going to get picked up. And it's kind of surprising that it wasn't. This was from the creator of Smallville. Mm-hmm. Smallville was riding high.
Gow and Miller, is that them?
Probably.
Great.
Aquaman made an appearance on Smallville. It was the highest rating episode of that show ever.
Wow.
So they went, well, this is a gold mine. We've hit black gold. We've hit blue gold. What? Give me a metaphor. We found a lot of water.
We found fish food. We struck fish food.
Yeah.
Does that mean there's a lot of closet Aquaman fans out there?
I guess there is.
I believe that the reason that Aquaman continues to exist is throughout the history of DC Comics, the editor, like the publisher of DC or the editor-in-chief, has always loved Aquaman.
Yeah, right.
It's often their favorite character, and so they're like, no, don't cancel him, another series, keep it going.
That's it. And that's why the reason he was able to be used in Entourage is because he was considered a joke, and they went, well, no one's actually going to use this, we can just make Vinny Chase the star of Aquaman.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Remember that trailer from that movie or that clip that they showed?
Yeah, there's a big wave coming, he leaps into the ocean. Yeah,
it's amazing. Anyway, this pilot is not much better than that. If at all. So it's not the Smallville universe. They've recast.
Yep.
It's a new Aquaman.
Uh-huh.
And
let me tell you, he is so smooth.
He's so smooth.
I don't mean with women or anything like that.
No, like a
but
dolphin.
He is kind of, but he's smooth like a dolphin. He's smooth in the way that everybody in 2006 was smooth.
This dude could not be cast today looking like that. He'd have to have long hair and a beard or a bun or shave the sides of
his
head or
for
something.
Sure. Tattoos.
This guy looks like somebody Ryan from the OC would punch in the head. He's from that
era. Oh, yeah,
era
absolutely,
of,
yeah. Just
of being
smug
popular.
And smooth.
Yeah. So it kicks off. His mother's telling the story of his origin. We see him swimming like the Nirvana baby. Do you see a bit of that happening
at
the start?
That's true, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a homage, right?
I think it's a coincidence.
Okay. Well, I don't think it is.
Wow. This guy in this universe is so far out of the wheelhouse of like Nirvana and grunge. It's just everything's...
That's true.
Everybody's so smooth and tropical.
Yeah.
Imagine Kurt Cobain hanging out at the dive shop
or the
tropical restaurant, whatever it's called.
Yeah. Anyway, his mother, they've changed his origin a bit, and his mother's talking about how he was born in the sea and like is destined to be something. I can't really remember.
And she's like, whatever, mum. He doesn't say that.
He's on board. They're flying in a plane together. They're coming back from some kind of...
Also, you'd never cast this kid again. I feel bad about kids who look like this now because I don't think they get any roles because they're just... weird mop-headed, just annoying mop-headed kids.
No, there's plenty of annoying mop-headed kids.
Right.
You think, what about Iron Man 3? That
okay,
kid's great.
Was annoying. Yeah, okay, it was annoying mop-headed.
Yeah. So anyway, the mother's, she's on the radio, and she's on the radio to Lou Diamond Phillips, who plays Aquaman's not real father, because his father's Atlantean, I suspect.
Mm.
His adopted father. Is that
yes,
right?
Adoptive father.
Adoptive father, that's the one. Yeah, he didn't adopt his father.
No.
Lou Diamond Phillips adopted him. And he's talking about how he held his breath for 5 minutes, hinting at his Aquarian origins, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bit of foreshadowing
there.
Oh. But then, in a very...
Plus, I told all these piranhas to kill a guy, and they did it. What's it mean? Probably nothing, son.
But then in a very early rendition of a blue light in the sky, there's a blue light. Could it have been the first one?
Oh.
I mean, Independence Day was more of a turquoise and that was a light going down.
This is the first blue light into this the might sky. Be the first blue light into the sky, you're right.
Yeah.
Signifying trouble and drama and supervillainy.
No doubt.
But this is in the do we say it's in the Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah, it's in the Bermuda Triangle. That's where Atlantis is located, and the plane is shot out of the air because the mother's wearing a seahorse necklace and it might be attracting some bad news. Mm-hmm. Is that how it works?
I think so. We figure that out eventually, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, they crash land.
They crap themselves.
They crap themselves big time. There's poo everywhere.
Wow.
But they're in the ocean.
So it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Poo or pee all you want in the ocean. Fine. It's fine.
It's called the aqua bog. Everybody familiar with it? Have you not heard of that?
No.
It's a real
thing.
Don't
do it in your local pool, but if you're in the ocean, go nuts.
So anyway...
That's Aquaman's arch nemesis, though. Aquabog. He's from the depths of the ocean, and he's a demon. He's Chernabog's cousin, Aquabog.
So the mother says, you need to escape because there's a monster. There is a monster. There's a big old fish monster. Mm-hmm. He escapes, and the last we see of her, she's fighting a big old fish monster, and then he gets rescued by some whales, which is good for him, I feel.
Yeah.
Cut. Smash cut. It's 10 years later.
Yep.
Can you believe it? He's a grown man. He's a cool dolphin-looking surfer dude.
So smooth.
Frosted tips.
Never saw a shirt he didn't want to take the sleeves off and wear a sleeveless shirt. Never saw a combination of green or orange shirts and green and orange pants he didn't want to put together.
He does the Smallville thing of he'll never put on the costume, but he'll wear... any number of clothing items bearing those colours in conjunction with each other.
What a cop-out,
I must
say. What
a bloody cop-out. So, look, he's not called Arthur Curry, he's called AC.
Which is infuriating, because at a number of times he introduces himself as AC, and at no point does anybody go, yeah, actually, it'd be more useful if you gave me your full name, so what is your full name?
Yeah, exactly.
Please tell me, but no, he calls himself AC. He's an activist of some sort.
Well, because he gets busted for rescuing dolphins.
He comes out of the ocean, he goes back onto his houseboat, where I think he lives.
Yes.
It's just a boat where he lives, and he's immediately arrested...
And he says, what are you talking about? It couldn't have been me.
Because he released some dolphins from the aquarium and they immediately show him photos of him doing so.
Establishing that he's a smug idiot.
Yeah. And then he's immediately bailed out and it's never referred to again. But look, that's got to be some sort of grand larceny, surely. I mean, dolphins are not easy to capture and raise.
Or even get out of a thing.
Yeah, but like, that's got to be... He's ruined that business. They're going to sue him. But no, it's fine.
So you're saying they should capture the dolphins, Mason. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying they should.
Are you anti-AC?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm
anti his attitude, surely. And you know what? The only reason he gets away with this is because he's so smooth and good looking.
That's true.
And I mean, again, physically smooth.
Physically smooth, yes.
He's not smooth as a man.
No, definitely not. So he gets out and he goes back to the bar where he works. By the way, he's also called Orn.
Orin. Some conversions of continuity.
His brother's Orn.
Yes.
In the comics, right?
And Orin is brother of Orn.
Okay, gotcha. Fine. Anyway, Ving Rhames shows up at the bar and he's like, I remember you.
A character played by Ving Rhames. Yeah. It's not the actor Ving Rhames.
It's the actor Ving Rhames.
Just wanders on a set.
He's just drinking in between Mission Impossible movies.
Very good.
But he's like, I remember when your mother died, AC, but don't worry about that. I'll see you later. So what's up with that guy? Spoiler alert, he's a fish man also. He's a smooth fish man.
It's a good, because he doesn't display any fishy characteristics.
He has a crossbow like a fish.
That's true.
Yeah. He doesn't swim.
Yep.
He doesn't put food at the top of the surface of water and then kind of bob up and down.
Nibble
for
at it. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
There's none of that.
We see a number of Atlanteans in this show, the mother, him. AC, my favourite character, AC, is the only one who seems to exhibit even any slight amount of powers or
no, the mother's
or
in
any
the water.
Skills.
She's got some strength. She breaks him out of the seat, remember?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you guess so, Mason, don't
you?
Also, he works at a bar with his friend. It's also a dive shop instructor owner or something. And she's like, I'm going to sell your boat because you got locked up. And he's like, oh, come on. And she's like, all right.
Leading up to some banter, which will no doubt pay off in a romantic subplot in subsequent episodes.
No doubt. Anyway, then it cuts to a fighter pilot, who I thought was the same woman, with her hair tied up. It's not the same woman. It's a different woman who looks remarkably similar.
It's also we're watching this on standard definition.
That's true.
And some sort of grainy thing we've stolen off the internet. For a while, apparently, it was the most downloaded show on iTunes or something.
Yeah, when they released
for 1 week.
That's right. For one
week. For $2.
That's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the fighter pilot's out over the Bermuda Triangle and everything's going great. And then AC decides to race the fighter pilot. We see a bit of his speed again. He's faster than you'd expect because he's as fast as a jet.
Yep.
Which is faster than you'd expect.
You're very much faster, yes.
Yeah, that's it. And there's a... I guess for 2006, 2007, it's okay TV CGI. Mm. But nowadays, it's a very tough watch.
Yeah.
Also, do you know what the budget of this episode was?
$1 million.
$7 million.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Wow. And that's how they announced it. $7 million.
And then someone said, oh my God.
Yeah.
But he's wearing his mum's necklace. And then that sets off the blue lights into the sky, knocks the plane out of the sky.
So is that how you get to Atlantis? It's some sort of, it's a seahorse necklace.
I don't know. Because what I think ends up happening is Atlantis has been taken over by a weird demon fish cult or something.
Aquabog.
The Aquabog. They're looking for the Atlanteans, and if they get a bead on any of these...
Oh, they open the gates.
Yeah, they open the gates, and they try and shoot down whoever's wearing a bloody...
Yeah, just blindly
thing.
Shoot it, because they'll definitely be in the sky, won't they?
That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, he rescues her. She wakes up in the hospital. She's like, oh, I vaguely remember you carrying me to the shore.
And you were a real good swimmer.
And he's like... You must have been bloody dreaming, baby, because I'm just a smooth criminal. I mean...
I mean a criminal. Yeah. I mean, I'm weirdly smooth. Yeah. I mean, look at my weird hair.
Look, I stole some dolphins, all right? They had the photos. I didn't get away with it. Yeah. I've got a court date.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going to jail at a later date. Anyway, he meets another guy in the hospital, though, who's also been rescued by his dad, Lou Diamond Phillips, who's a Coast Guard rescue boy. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right?
Yes.
But this guy has the same... Necklace. Meaning that they're both...
They're necklace bros.
That's right. They're both smooth dolphin boys.
Yes.
He calls him Oren and says, yeah, they're coming to get you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother... Or... sales. I definitely prefer... Don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, Nyx, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. And you know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
I know you're here.
And he's like, I will provide no further information. Yeah.
And then, because the government takes him away, the government's like, we're going to take this guy.
I feel like if I was ever in the position of having important information I needed to impart on people, what I would do is I'd spend maybe half a day in the looking at myself in the mirror, practicing the best, most efficient way to convey the crucial information. Not like, they're coming. Who specifically is coming?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'd use a hairbrush as a microphone. And it just,
You'd make a day of it.
It's my big day. It's my time to shine. And I'd be like, okay, what do they need to know? Who specifically it is? What they're going to do?
When are they coming?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. But no, there's none of that. He gets taken away by the government because the government's after all sorts of people because some strange things have been happening at the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
This guy, not only is he from Atlantis, he's also a soldier from World War II who went missing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of implied that a bunch of people who live in Atlantis aren't necessarily Atlanteans, but they're people who were stuck in time and the Bermuda Triangle, and then they reappear.
They're Atlantean immigrants. This show, pilot, asks a lot of questions to which we will certainly find out the answers in subsequent episodes. Well done.
Correct. Back at the bar. People are fishing.
Have you written that as a note? Back at the bar.
People are fishing illegally, and he won't have a bar of it until his friend says, maybe you should have a bar of it.
Mm.
And so he does.
Mm-hmm.
He lets it go. I thought there was going to be a cool bro fist fight, but there wasn't.
Oh, no. You can't really do that because, like, that works in like a Superman because he's like, don't use your full strength or they hurt them, and then they humiliate him or whatever.
Mm.
This guy doesn't seem that strong. So
a little bit lazy.
He's a little bit, but like he could still just take them all with no real consequences, you know?
And then Adrian
Pilecki
turns up, who's the champion of pilot episodes of superhero shows that never get picked up.
Mm-hmm.
We might be revisiting some very soon.
Ooh, some. Bloody hell.
And then she's like, hey, surfer guy, do you want to go do some...
She's also very smooth.
And she's very smooth.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, do you want to do some swimming with me, some ocean swimming? But there's something suspicious about her. Couldn't think of a word, so I said suspicious.
Suspicious, that'll do it.
Good.
You mean like a marine term.
Yeah.
That would suggest that things are not quite right.
Not slow like a turtle.
Yeah.
She's...
a bit sharky.
Yeah, there we go.
A bit sharky, yeah.
Anyway, she's a weird mer-monster person.
It turns out, yeah.
A siren.
She ensorcels him with her mind powers and says, hey, let's go swimming.
Yep.
And he goes, yep. And then she's like, hey,
it's
how about
this? It's a bit stingray.
Yeah, and she's like, it's a bit stingray, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's a bit dolphin, you know?
It's a bit dolphin.
Like Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
You know?
Dangerous.
Dangerous, exactly.
I get ya.
And then she's like, you remember me, don't you? Because I remember you. And he's like, what? And then she's like, I'm a siren! And then she slashes him.
That's right. She's a fish monster. This makeup's okay on her, I would say.
Yeah, didn't mind it.
Just when she's about to murder him, Ving Rhames shoots her with a crossbow.
Yep.
Good thing too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Classic tactic, shooting someone in the back with a crossbow. It doesn't hurt her, though, because you can only kill the sirens by shooting them in between the eyes with something. That rare weakness, shooting something through the head.
Yep, that's right.
So
that'll kill anyone. Come on.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
It'll kill anyone.
Anyway, it turns out that he's from Atlantis. He gets a story from Ving Rhames. He's been exiled. We don't get to go to...
Here, quick whip around. Yeah. Here's all the exposition you need.
He's like, you're the king, Johnny Smooth. And he's like, I'm not Johnny Smooth or the king. I'm AC and I'm just a dive shop owner or whatever. I'm not the protector of the seven seas. And it was at that point I realized we definitely weren't going to see Atlantis in this $7 million pilot. It's probably for the best, I guess, but I kind of wanted to see what it looked like.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you think we would have ever gotten it?
Yeah,
definitely. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, in subsequent episodes, which we will definitely watch.
Yeah, I think what we're going to get is we're going to get, like, maybe just some shots in an aquarium.
Yeah,
and they're
right.
Pretending like it's Atlantis.
Yeah, you're probably
right.
Yeah. Fair enough. Anyway, he immediately tells his friend all those things. He works at the surf shop.
And she's like, well, I knew you were a pretty weird guy, but I guess you're very good looking, so I'll go with this.
Unbelievable.
But here's the thing, you wouldn't, because he looks like one of those dudes who's like good looking, so people go along with him for a little bit, but he's so spacey.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be like, nah, mate.
Yeah.
Come on.
At least show us.
Yeah.
Anyway, the fish monster kills the other Atlantean, and then they're going to escape because he's like, my friend, you need to get out of here because there's a fish monster coming. And then the power goes out, but it's the fish monster again. And she stabs the friend through the stomach or whatever. You think she's a goner. She's not. She's fine.
There were some serious stab wounds there.
She got really
stabbed.
I guess
it missed all her vital organs.
I guess it did.
Yeah.
And then smash cut to...
I think you know what a smash cut is.
Smash cut to...
Okay.
There's a CGI wave. And it's being pulled, a boat's being pulled along in the water by Adriana Padalecki.
Yep.
She's padalecking along, right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Ving Rhames is in the boat. They've been tied up. He needs water for his powers so he can escape. That's not really established prior to this. That he's like,
I
need water to be strong again.
Yeah.
Then he gets a little bit of water.
It's
not really an Aquaman thing.
No.
If he gets dried out, it's bad.
It's more of Namor, the Submariner thing. When he gets wet, he gets much stronger.
But he's also not super dry in this boat, in this storm.
That's correct, yes.
It's very odd. Yeah.
You could just lean towards the window a bit more.
Yeah, that's it. So they hatch this amazing plan.
The diabolical plan. The diabolical plan.
It's a horrible plan.
Is
right?
it?
Yes.
Well, because what happens is he AC gets... He gets the flask out of Ving Rhames' boot.
Yep.
And then he smashes it.
So he gets all the water.
No, but I think that was just booze.
Yeah, then he tips the water on himself anyway. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's actually
He doesn't drink the water,
It's filled with glass. Why would you drink it?
No, I mean, he doesn't drink water to make himself strong again. He just pours it on himself.
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
You're not a plant, mate. Drink the water.
Drink the water? Yeah, I guess. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Anyway, so she jumps back in the boat. She's like, where's Johnny Smooth? Where's AC? Because they've hatched this plan.
Yep.
And he's like, I'll never tell. And then he does this hilariously bad CGI jump onto the back
of
the
boat. Out of the water, onto the back of the
boat. It's not even a really deceptive thing because she has plenty of time to assess the situation and see where he's standing.
He does say, I'm right over here.
Yeah, he does.
And I'm more or less a regular human man, and you have any number of unaccounted for powers that I don't know about.
Correct.
But I'll just come at you straight ahead.
Yeah, but they have a bit of a shit fight. Not a shit fight, as in there's shit everywhere.
Yeah, this isn't some sort of aquabog situation.
No, it's not. Yeah. They just, you know, they throw each other around or whatever and and all that. And
tables turn a predictable number of times.
Et cetera, et cetera. He stabs her in the head. The one weakness. Unique to only that species.
That's correct.
It turns out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, cuts back to... Smash cut!
Oh, no,
it's back to the hospital.
I let my guard down for a second.
The friend is fine, who was stabbed also.
I mean, she looks sad.
She looks sad, but she's fine. The pilot, who's not the friend, don't be confused. Some are. I wasn't. You were. Mm-hmm. You were a little bit. That's
a little
okay.
Bit. Yeah.
She's also from the 30s or something.
Yeah.
Okay. And we see Lou Diamond Phillips again, but we never see him and Ving Rhames at the same time. I suspect they have a beef. I'm not saying what that could possibly
Right. But we'll definitely learn about it in subsequent episodes, won't we? They've really laid a lot of Easter eggs in there, haven't they, for subsequent
Correct.
Episodes. I kind of would have liked to seen another episode of this.
Well, too bad. To wrap it up, Ving Rhames says, look, I'm going to train you. You're going to be the best. You're going to do the best aquabog you could possibly imagine. And then he gives him a book.
Yep.
And in a typical response of a man so dolphin smooth and super cool, he says, I don't read books. I'm not a nerd. Mm-hmm. I thought we were going to be doing cool stuff like throwing tridents and doing cool kickflips or whatever. And he's like, no, to train to be an Aquaman, you got to read Shakespeare or something. Is that right?
That's the exact closing line. If you're going to be an Aquaman, you got to read Shakespeare or something.
Yeah.
And what did it mean? We'll never know because it was never elaborated on subsequent episodes.
Anyway, this is not good.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad.
But is it any worse than
a
middling episode of Smallville?
Definitely
it's not.
It's appropriate for that era. It surprises me that it wasn't made into a longer series.
It's a little bit self-aware, which I enjoyed. At one point, Ving Rhames says, I know this sounds ridiculous, but this, and there's a couple
it's not
of
enough.
It's not, you're absolutely right, it's not enough, yeah.
Yeah. And look, to be fair, there are some special effects that are okay. I think some of the underwater swimming stuff is okay.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Some of the plane stuff for split seconds at a time is okay.
Uh-huh.
The fish monster costume is fine.
Uh-huh. Everybody's so smooth in this.
So smooth. Yeah.
Where are they now? That's what I'd like to know. All these people who got all their body hair lasered off.
Yeah.
And now they exist in a world where Hollywood celebrities are allowed to have body hair.
That's right.
What are they? Are they getting some sort of...
Henry Cavill bought it back.
Yeah.
And thank God.
That's right.
Yeah.
Are they all getting Merkins and stuff?
They're all getting Merkins, Mason.
Okay, just
they're
checking.
They're all getting hair transplants to their chest.
All right, cool. Nice. Yeah. Good to know.
Anyway, so that's Aquaman Pilot 2007. It's not worth checking out. If you are listening to the audio version of this, there's actually a video version with all sorts of pictures and words that can go along with it.
I love pictures and words.
You'll find all that linked below. We also do videos here every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. We're going to be doing a trilogy of Pilot DC episodes.
Wow!
They're coming up real soon. Will they all be in a row? Will they be spread out over months, potentially years? Who's to say?
Definitely the last one, though.
But come back next time, and then you'll know what happened.
Agreed.
And leave a like and a comment, I guess. What did you think of this?
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad, obviously.
It's definitely very bad.
Yeah. Do a good sign-off, Mason.
Grab that gem, you guys.
That's good.
We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.